You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Two. You're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. To start things off, that was Garrett T. Willie with Devil Doll from his record, Bill's Cafe. Pretty cool stuff, right? He's from Alert Bay, British Columbia. And this entire episode that we've got happening for you this week will be focused on Afro and Indigenous artists in celebration, of course, of National Indigenous Day, the Solstice, and Black Music Month. So, without further ado, we've got some incredible stuff coming up for you. We got Toby on deck with Someone I Knew. It's live at Dream House Studios. This is up for a Polaris Prize. It was just announced that he is on the long list. We're going to play a couple of other artists who are on that long list as well. We also have Jay Wood coming up with Big Tings featuring Tune Yards, which was released in September of 2025. Jay Wood is from Montreal, Quebec. We are also going to get to a record that was just nominated for a Western Canadian Music Award. It's a tune by Kikwez, and it's called Syllabic Scat. It's up for a spiritual award at the Western Canadian Music Awards, so congratulations to them. And now it is time for a song that is also, well, a record rather, that's also on the Polaris Prize list, long list. It is called Freedom Become, and it's by Montrealer Dominique Fezame.
May freedom become you, heal the hole within. Earth is bleeding, air is leaking, pain is feeding the pain. Peace be a
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Like this, or like that, running on a dream for always reminded. You say it cause you haven't arrived yet. You say it cause you're not defined by the here and now.
Look at you, look at you, look at you. You're just a lonely man, scared to be good to you. Look at you, all you have mean one to sample the dream, huh? Goddamn, just trying to make green eggs and hams. Got a couple of bees on my feet to keep running. With the fall to the floor, look up. I got big things coming, so what?
Chronology, I measure time and memories. Where were you when the towers fell? I was 7. Sitting at home, auntie bust through the door in a frenzy. Facing horror, shocked, yelling, and mom's in the kitchen. I pretend I wasn't listening, but still paying attention. Life is a gift, and if God wills it, live it. Inshallah, we don't face the world with a stigma. Where were you when you first held a gun? I was 5, playing hide and seek in my parents' room. Went under the bed, the perfect spot for me to hide. Dark brown mahogany handle on my hand like camouflage. Where were you when Michael died? I was 15. The singer I idolized, immortalized in my mind. Living with my cousins in a foreign land. Sitting in living rooms, wishing my spin move could hang. My nose used to look like his. Maybe God's a magician and we look like twins. Maybe one day I'm taking off the runway and floating with the sun rays around. Or my tongue weighs me down. My mind roaming cause I'm fly homie. In and out of states, I done spent way too much time zoning. I try to look up to the skies with my eyes open, but I'm blindfolded by the lies that they all told me. Intuition, praying for forgiveness from the patron saint of sinners, starving children. Yes, mama fed me scripture, nurtured the talent that God had given. We the old folk Pistons, no stars, just winners. Ain't no Tayshauns, just princes, no kidding. Legacy build bridges, just trying to be the best man I could be. Can you take dig it? I'm an earthquake baby, break ground, break ceilings. That's fake, no wishing. Oh, you gotta be kidding. Oh man, we on war times. Sometimes I ask myself, am I an artist or archive of hard times? Lifelong ties split apart like apartheid. Gotta hit, got me wondering where the light. Ain't no light it though, ain't no light it though. Nah, the light at the end of the tunnel, homie, I am the light. Exposing and tarnish and promise you really ain't half as bright. Me and homie ain't at the light. No more vigils by candlelight. They've been tricking us all our life, so I'm moving to get it right with you.
How much longer till we're through?
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Competition ignites itself. Like that time the glint of the midnight sun turned the razor blade blind. Just for a moment, and I accidentally sliced you. Way too deep. Who can handle the biggest wound? Who does not yield to pain or blood? Poker face, birth face, rape face, pain is not forever. But it is the doorway into the next realm. So we practice pain when there is no one around. We create it and rehearse it, hoping to prove our strength. Hoping to distract from the fear. Hoping to survive. Survival is competition, and it also ignites itself, like the time you had to go to get the box of salt just to rub it in all our wounds, screaming, crying, laughing. None of us were strong enough. None of us could hang on to the straight face, to the toughness. We are children needing nurture, not razor blades.
Released in 2026, this spring, it is Tanya Tagak. She's won the Polaris Prize before, and she's up for another. She's on the long list for her latest album, and this song was called Razor Blades that you just heard here on the Jukebox. Our featured artist is from the East Coast. Well, actually, he originated from Manitoba, but moved out to Nova Scotia. We've hung out a couple times. He's a great dude, and you're going to hear from him right now. It's Joe H. Henry.
Quicksand was born of an idea on the last day, the last hour, and last chance at a Funk Island and Brilliant Labs songwriting camp in St. Andrews, New Brunswick. Chris Kirby, Claire Blanchard, and myself set to the task of a title pulled from a hat, and we quickly realized it is a bit of a metaphor for a toxic relationship, which has since grown in my mind to also portray a person who might be plagued by the grips of active addiction. And my only hope is that it'll always find those who need it at the time that they do need it.
Well, it's a long way down. I'm sinking. Do it. told just why. And if only knew it, knew it.
Sego, this is Raven from Digging Roots, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Town.